finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
What's up? Welcome to Sales Funnel Radio. I am driving in my car. I just dropped off my littles at school, which I do like a massive hour and a half loop every morning. I don't really mind that much because it's my chance to fill their heads with things, you know, indoctrinate them all things capitalist. I'm just driving right now, and I'm psyched because today I have blocked off to continue working on the dramatic demonstration book, actually for the next 2 weeks. And so what I thought I'd do on this episode is tell you what I'm about to go write. I got two different purposes. One purpose is to like tell you the thing. The second is to get it back in my head, because it was a little while ago that we did the workshop. And since then, I got engaged. Since then, I have, Marley and I have combined our companies together. We've done crazy stuff. It's been, I can't even tell you half the things that are going on quite yet, just contractually, but really big stuff, and it's been really, really fun. But I got to get back, you know, I want to put this back. After coming back from Funnel Hacking Live, I was like, oh yeah, all right, let me go finish this book and get it out the door. So basically, when I spent a ton of time trying to come up with a story that tees up the dramatic demonstration principle the best, you know, and the best stories to start with are usually ones that are personal stories that show people something unique about something, and there's an epiphany, and you're right, it's the epiphany bridge script, right? So I told the specific story I'm about to, and at the end, you know, I loaded the room. The room was packed. It was such a fun room. 3 days on stage, you know, Russell and I cranking out for 3 days on this principle and teaching dramatic demonstrations. And it was cool. At the end of the 3 days, I invited several friends who own publishing businesses and publishing companies. And one of them walked up and was just like, that was the perfect story to start with, because I can't get it out of my head. And it teed up all the rest of the principles that you went for. So that was the validation I needed. I was like, okay, cool. That's the story I'll start the book off with. So here's the story. All right. Now, I'm co-authoring this book with one of my best friends on the planet, Russell Brunson, right? And I'm so psyched about it. I have been doing this research. If you ever come to the offer launch event, a lot of the dramatic demonstration book comes from that event. Actual literal research I've done for a number of years on rich dad marketers. And one of the reasons why I study these rich dad marketers so much is because they could not they didn't have anything like the internet, right? Distributing their marketing material was significantly more challenging than it is now, right? And I it's so funny. I've had a few friends in the past that would say things like, hey, it's never been harder than right now. And I'm like, it's never been easier than right now, right? It never has been easier than right. If you don't figure it out now, you're probably not going to, right? You're just not. Like, let's be honest about this. And so anyway, so here's the story. As I started working for the man, when I was the funnel guy, I was so nervous to be his funnel dude. I was excited, of course, but I was nervous, understandably. And I just wanted to do a good job, you know. If you've ever built a funnel before, imagine that the dude that popularized it and co-created ClickFunnels is the guy who's looking over your shoulder wondering if you're doing a good job. You know what I mean? It's a lot of pressure if you think about it. So the truth about the first 6 months of me working there is that I actually thought I was going to get fired almost every day. And this story always surprises people, but I would ride my bike 4.4 miles because I was too poor to have another car. From our little tiny apartment into Russell's office, I usually would get there at about 6 a.m. and I would work on my own funnels until Russell came at about 9. And at 9 o'clock, we'd start cranking out, you know, and he'd give me a funnel project. And usually I could crank out a funnel every, you know, 2 to 4 days, kind of depending on the size of the project and the funnel. And so, you know, we powwow for a quick second, and my desk was literally right next to his. And so our monitors of our computers were set up in such a way, it's like I could see his face constantly in the reflection. We sat back to back, but I could still see his face in my reflection in my monitor, my left monitor. I had two of them. It was just kind of nerve-wracking. So what would happen is Russell would have an idea. And this is how he'd have an idea. He'd sit there and he would just go, right? And just like huge gasp, which meant stand up, run to a whiteboard, barefoot. We would just, you know, t-shirt and shorts. And that's as professional as it was. There's only like, I don't know, 15 employees at ClickFunnels at the time. ClickFunnels only had like, you know, 11 or 12,000 users. And I think I was employee like number, like I said, number 15. And that was including the executives. So, small team, right? We'd sprint to the whiteboard. Russell would draw out the funnel. And as we're drawing out the funnel, you know, he's assigning different things to me. And he'd be like, hey, I need it at, you know, in this number of days. Go. And we'd usually listen to the song Seven Nation Army for the billionth time. And, you know, drink some caffeine and just be cranking. So what was interesting is about 2 or 3 weeks later, you know, because I think I'd build a funnel and then we'd build the launch. And it's two different things. And so we'd build the launch and I would watch Russell like just like poop out another $1 million like every 2 or 3 weeks. And I was like, this guy is amazing. And I'm watching this whole process, front row seat, just sitting there. Part of the reason I tell so many of these stories is because that position that I was in doesn't even exist anymore either. Like, I feel very blessed to have a front row of such a master. And so I'm going to transfer as many lessons as possible that I got to watch, you know? So I got to ask you, imagine you're the funnel guy's funnel guy. You're watching these funnels just like crap out another $1 million every 2 or 3 weeks. What would you be doing in the mornings and evenings? Right? And all the spare, whenever you weren't working, your spare parts of the day, what would you be doing? You would be building the same funnels that you built that day, just with a little twist, right? So that you could, you're funnel hacking, right? And it's funny because I was funnel hacking me. Like, this is close to the horse's mouth as you can get. It's not like I was, funnel hacking is even a funny, strong term in this sense for me. Because, like, I just was looking at what I built. You know what I mean? So 3 weeks would go by. I watched him make all this money and I was like, that's awesome. I got to try this. So of course, what I was doing at 6 a.m. in his office, what I was doing on the evenings and in the weekends in his office was I was building the same funnels that we were building together. And it was funny because I could not get a single one of these funnels to work. Like, two things were happening at the same time simultaneously, and it messed with my head. So I was going out and I was building these funnels for Russell, and I would hand him the funnel and he would say, good job, and he would delete like 90% of it. And I was like, man, I just graduated college, like where I just came from, that's like way below failing. You know what I mean? Like, and I had to like restart it from scratch with all these changes, like tons of changes. And then he'd also give me another funnel at the same time. So I just constantly on my plate had like anywhere from like 3 to 5 funnels on my plate that I was cranking on at all times for about 2 years. It was intense. It was a lot of pressure. So while that's happening, I'm also building the same funnels that are successfully working for Russell, but none of them are working either. Does that make sense? So I got two different big storylines that are running simultaneously, which is saying that one of them is like the best funnel guy on the planet, and he's saying, good job, but nothing's working. That I, you know, and he's making me restart from scratch. While at the same time, I'm building those same funnels, and I couldn't get anything to work for about 6 months. And I used to ride my bike back home to our little freezing apartment, and I would say, you know, my ex-wife, she'd be like, how'd work go? And I'd be like, I think good, but I'm I might get fired. And I remember she was like, why do you think you're going to get fired? I thought you're doing a good job. I was like, I thought I was too, but literally everything I give him, he makes me restart from scratch. And this went on for a long time. It actually went on for 13 months. And I remember it was 13 months so specifically because I remember the day that I walked in to we finally had moved offices. I mean, ClickFunnels had exploded. There probably was like 200 employees now. And, you know, I don't know, 40,000 users or something like that. Crazy, right? Just exploded. I remember the day, though, I walked into, my desk was now facing his, in the same room, though, you know, and I walked into his office, and he is, he got there early that day, and I start walking in, I was like, hey, what's up? He goes, what's up? He goes, hey, you turned that funnel in last night, right? I said, yeah. He said, good job on that. That was awesome. He goes, I only changed one word in the headline, and I remember I just like double fist yelled, woo, just, and it was really sudden, and he kind of got shocked, and he's like, what? Oh, I said, oh, dude, that's awesome news. I said, I thought you were going to fire me for the longest time I worked here. And I will never forget this. This is like burned in my brain. And this is actually, you guys keep in mind, like I'd just gotten a marketing degree and an entrepreneurship degree in school. And so I said, I thought you were going to fire me. And he goes, fire you? I said, yeah. You had me redo so many funnels for so long. I did think for a long time you were going to fire me. I was like nervous for my job. And he started laughing. And he goes, Steven, when you came to me, you were already a great funnel builder. He says, but I've been turning you into a marketer. Now, I got to be honest with you. And I really hope that you really heard what I just said on that. If you need to rewind and re-listen to that, please do so. Because I'm not going to lie, I really did think that when I was building a funnel, right, when I was checking the box on the funnel, I also was checking the box on marketing. And what he just said is that's not the case at all. He said, when you came to me, you were already a great funnel builder. I've been turning you into a marketer. He said it just like that. I'll never forget who said that because it like broke my brain. Here I am 13 months into working for the dude, the funnel guy's funnel guy, right? And just now at that point, realizing what a funnel is and isn't, it's not a small deal, okay? No wonder, like it took me forever to just simply look left, like literally look left at what Russell was doing while we were building funnels, because whatever he was doing was making the money. Whatever I was doing was not making any money. And I was making the same funnels in the evening and the morning that we were making together that day. And none of them were working. Does this make sense? Like this is not a small part. This is one of the major reasons why people don't understand how to do what a sales funnel is, right? So what the Dramatic Demonstration book is about, it's about several things, but first and foremost, the major theme out of the gate is to teach people the difference between a funnel and marketing and entrepreneurship and sales. Those are four very different things. And I used to think that they were...
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
All the same thing. I used to think that I'd build the funnel and I was checking the box on sales and I was checking the box on the offer, checking the box on the funnel, of course, and of course, checking the box on marketing. And that's not true at all. Dramatic demonstrations is about what marketing is. And it's how you use it with funnels, right? So we don't go too deep into sales. If you want to learn more about sales, read Expert Secrets. That's like the best book on like pitching and sales. And a little bit of entrepreneurship is in there too. Right, but if you want to learn what marketing is, Dramatic Demonstrations is a marketing book. It's not an entrepreneurship book. It's not a funnel book. It specifically is about marketing and what it actually is. Okay, I want you to just real quick, and in your mind, imagine a funnel drawn out, just drawn. You know, you got a sales page, you got, you know, order page, depending whatever you're building, but like maybe then there's an order page and you got like an upsell, maybe you have a downsell in there, then a confirmation or thank you page. Okay. Now we call, this is all part of what I did in my opening speech for the Dramatic Demonstration Workshop. I was like, we call a sales funnel for a reason. Okay. We don't call them a marketing funnel for a reason. Okay. It's because there's no marketing inherently inside of funnels. You know, when Russell said that to me, it kind of broke my brain there for a little bit. It sent me down this path of like really dissecting. I was like, okay, I got you know, pretty good at building funnels. Man, you know what? Now I need to like build, I gotta figure out what marketing is. I thought I knew. I mean, I really did. When I say that, like, I really, truly, honestly thought that I was, like, marketing when I was building funnels. It really took Russell, the man, Brunson, to say that to me, to, like, oh, my gosh. And so that what it sent me on this big quest, basically, internally on what marketing actually is. And when I ended up leaving my job, the two topics that I spent the most time on and teaching and helping people with wasn't necessarily about funnels. That part's actually easy if you understand what marketing is. Okay, and I hope that's good news for people. Part of the promise and the good news of the book is to help people see like, oh, this is why my funnel didn't work. Oh, this is why I built a funnel and nothing happened. Oh, this is why I built a funnel and simply putting a post up, I can understand now why that's not marketing. That's more just like a billboard. Announcing it or dropping an email or, you know, making a single YouTube video, or like that's not launching, right? And so many people get so scared of being in a launch business that they don't do any launch. And I understand, no one wants to be stuck in a launch business. That's terrible. That's where you don't make money unless you're launching. That's exhausting. I've been there. It's terrible. I did that for years, right? So I am not at all advocating for you to turn around and like, all right, Steve said the only way to make a funnel work is to stay. No. You don't have to be in a launch business, but you do have to launch at least once. All products launch one time. Think about the stupid looking Cybertruck that's out there, right? There still was a launch. Elon Musk did this massive thing and he launched it. Does that make sense? Every time Apple comes out with a new phone, they still do a launch. Now they're not stuck in the launch business, but every product you come up with, how do you announce it? By launching it. right? So it's still a key piece and a key aspect. I guess see so many people who are like literally at the 99 yard line. They just have to go one more yard. They've done all the hard work. They've built the offers. The funnel is there. They've written, acceptable enough copy. But the fact they don't do a launch, they're like, this stuff just doesn't work. I guess I'll just go build another funnel. Right? So dramatic demonstrations is first and foremost helping people understand what marketing is and is not. Okay? Marketing, go back to that drawn funnel in your brain. Marketing mostly is what is happening before page one of your funnel. That's marketing. All the sales funnel does is capture the effects of your marketing. That's it, right? And you think about it like it's an assembly line, okay? Marketing is what's happening pre-page one of your sales funnel. Okay, the sales funnel has the exact same expectations that you would have just like as if it was a salesperson or a sales team. It's the same expectations, right? They're gonna go in, they're gonna present the offer. Some of them are going to close now. Some of them you're going to have to follow up with. I mean, it's the same thing that we did when I was on the doors doing door-to-door sales. I would keep a list of all the houses that I was knocking. And then the houses that seemed a little more interested than others, I would go back later that day when I knew they were home. And I would pitch them. We do the same thing in a sales funnel. Okay, but that's not marketing. That's not marketing. Marketing would be the act of me literally walking between each door. Right, got to get more leads. Let me just go to the next house. Got to get more leads. Let me go to the next house and drop my little hook. Okay. When I was on the doors, there was two different parts of our script. The script had I had three different sales jobs from three different sales companies. And while they were definitely three different scripts, they all followed the same pattern, which was that we weren't ever allowed to talk about the offer until someone asked like the key question, which is tell me more. That's it. Marketing's job is to get someone to raise their hand and say, tell me more. That's it. Okay. And so if marketing is what is happening pre-page one of the internet, we can't measure marketing with likes. You can't measure marketing with subscribes. You can't measure marketing with how many comments something got. That's not marketing. There's social media metrics. And I'm not saying don't track them, but it's not marketing. Okay? Marketing is only measured in lead gen. Period. Done. That's it. And so dramatic demonstrations begins by me helping people understand, oh my gosh, I now understand why my funnel probably didn't work. Or I understand now probably why my marketing didn't work. Or you know what? I thought that a funnel and marketing were the same thing or whatever. Okay. Then what we do is it opens up this topic to discuss. All right. Now that you understand that marketing and sales and entrepreneurship and funnels are four different things and how they fit in the assembly line of any project. Now it's time to dive in into what marketing actually is and show you based on formulas I found from rich dead marketers, things that have been proven for thousands, it's so long, right? What is marketing? That's what Dramatic Demonstrations is about. It's about the essential launch that every offer needs to actually make the impact it was designed to. That's really what it is. And it's using the launch formula of these old 1800s and 1900s marketers. Mostly 1800s. One of the biggest things that I learned while studying these 1800s marketers is, I remember when it happened, it was a huge epiphany. I was like, holy crap, there's really no such thing as internet marketing. There's no such thing as internet marketing. There's marketing, and then there's the internet. Okay. Just because I put a piece of content on the internet doesn't mean it's marketing. You know, have you been doing any marketing? Yeah, I put a post up. Awesome. How many leads did you get from that post? Oh, I don't know if we got any. Then was it marketing? Does that make sense? If I put a video up on YouTube and nobody ever becomes a lead, was that actually marketing? No, it was just a video. And I'm not saying there's no value to it. What I'm saying is we got to be careful how we measure marketing. What is marketing? That's what dramatic demonstrations is about. It's first and foremost, what is it? Second of all, once you understand what it is, what's that proven kind of like old 1800s based formula that that the people without the internet would use to go put a product out, you know, to the tune of millions still, right? Once you understand that and then add the internet in, the internet becomes an accelerant. But before that point, a lot of times we can get distracted and think to ourselves, oh man, what time I post on Facebook, that's marketing. And I better know what that is, or what, you know, how many characters something needs to be. Or does that make sense? That it's like, I'm not saying that there's not value there, but don't call it marketing. Marketing is only ever lead gen so that sales can pitch it, right? And if you think about it, if I say it in another way, what I'm really saying is marketing is the things that sends traffic to your funnel. That's it. And then the sales funnel takes the lead, right? It's like marketing and sales transfer the lead right on page one of the funnel, but now it's in the sales hands. Marketing's no longer, it's kind of taken the back seat. Sometimes it's involved a little bit, but it's mostly like it's 80-20, it's 80% sales by the time it enters the funnel. Does that make sense? By teaching this stuff and I go through this stuff in my mastermind and consulting practice a lot because people just don't understand what funnels are they think they're magic. And I can't blame them. I did until I was working for the guy. And then I was like, oh my gosh, Stephen, you're already a great funnel builder, but I've been turning you into a marketer. And what that really taught me was that it's possible to have a good funnel, but not be having, like, there's no marketing in it. I was like, whoa. I was like, holy cow. Sales and marketing and funnels are different. And I can actually have a technically accurate funnel. I could have the right follow-up sequences in there. I could have all the right, you know, it's set up the right way. You know, all the stuff. I got all the everything set up, but be missing marketing. Whoa. So anyway, that's the opening story of dramatic demonstrations. And then from there, it's going to go into a P.T. Barnum story that really illustrates what the principle is. Because dramatic demonstrations is a specific 6-step formula. And it's what you do once your funnel's done. It's what you do once your offer is done. You're like, what do I do now? How do I actually like start getting some sales with this thing? Now you pull out that 6-step formula and just follow the formula. And it's the formula that I saw after analyzing tons of Barnum's campaigns back from the 1800s. And I was like, holy cow, this dude's got a pattern. This guy's got a pattern on how he does his stuff. So anyway, looking forward to it. That's the intro of the book, and I'm going to go write. I've had a version of the book, and I just didn't like it, so I'm going to rewrite that this morning. So anyway, if you guys want to follow along, go to salesfunnelradio.com. If you want to get on the waiting list for the book when it comes out, go to dramaticdemonstrations.com, and psyched to have you guys. All right, bye-bye.
Boom. Hopefully you enjoyed that episode. Hey, quick favor, is it crazy for me to ask you to review the show wherever you're listening to it right now? I started Sales Funnel Radio in 2016, and since then, it's become an industry podcast with over 500 episodes and over about 2 million organic downloads now. I'm blown away by the number of people who've listened to the entire show, which several have listened to every episode more than once to take notes and help their business. At the start of this whole thing, my mission was to document the highs and lows of my journey from going from broke to my first million. I even had hair back then. But now my mission is to document my journey to $100 million, which I'm marching to right now. However, I want to highlight your journey now too. Now, I do spend a fair amount of money each month to put free material and content and podcasts in front of you. So here's the deal now. If you want to get interviewed on Sales Funnel Radio, if you want to interview me on anything you have, if you want to sponsor Sales Funnel Radio or even leave a voicemail, which I may stitch into the show and answer, all of that is now available at salesfunnelradio.com. Now, between me and you, I never thought I'd be a podcaster. I even used to go to therapy for speaking because I was so afraid of using my voice. Because of that, Sales Funnel Radio is near and dear to my heart, and it showed me my own voice. That's why it'd be an absolute privilege to give a voice to your business and mission as well. So be sure to check out all the resources and downloads at salesfunnelradio.com. Again, whether you want to be on Sales Funnel Radio, whether you want to interview me on your own stuff, if you want to sponsor an episode or the whole show or whatever for your next launch, or even leave a voicemail question, which I may use on the show, go to salesfunnelradio.com. Here's to our missions, which require us to find and mold our own voices.